Anything Goes with Lise Avery is brought to you in part by Full House Productions in New York City. Sound excellence. Welcome on in, my friends. Get ready to have your jazz, standards, and classic pop served up with a twist. I'm Lise Avery, and this is Anything Goes, and let's bring in our buddy Tony Bennett with our theme song.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that anything goes. Today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
Thank you. late now to forget your smile. The way we cling when we've danced a while. Too late now to forget and go on to some. Too late now to forget your voice. The way one word makes my heart rejoice. Too late now to imagine myself away from you. All the things we've done together, I relive when we're apart. All the tender fun together stays on in my heart. Could I ever close the door and be the same as I was before? Darling, no, no, I can't anymore. It's too
Mr. George Shearing, from a 2-CD musical autobiography issued on the Concord label. That wonderful track was the George Shearing Quintet in February of 1949, and Harry Warren and Al Dubin's September in the Rain. Working with George that day were Marjorie Hyams on the vibes, John Levy on the bass, and Denzel Best on the drums, and Chuck Wayne on guitar. But the jewel in the crown on that cut was, without doubt, George. His fingers were flying fast. And before that, we heard another cut from Mr. Shearing. That track of Too Late Now was recorded many years later in 1980 with the wonderful Ms. Carmen McRae. And at the top, we had Mr. Tony Bennett along with Count Basie and his orchestra and our theme song, Cole Porter's Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, bringing you an eclectic mix of standards and jazz and classic pop and a little bit of just about anything else that I call Anything Goes. And luckily for you, you've happened upon one of the very special Legends of Music series programs here on Anything Goes. And if you're new to our Legends of Music series, let me catch you up. In our Legends of Music series, we spend part of our program, sometimes a series of programs, focusing on an extraordinary musical artist. And when we're able to, we bring you not only biographical information and music, but my interviews with these extraordinary folks. And today, I'm going to be sharing part two of the three parts of my interview with Edgar Meyer. Edgar is known very well in classical circles as a double bass virtuoso, but he's also a sought-after guest bass player for artists like Garth Brooks, Lyle Lovett, and James Taylor. And we'll be hearing part two of my three-part interview with Edgar Meyer coming up in the next set, so I hope you can stay close by. Right now, we're going to ride up to the break with a wonderful cut that James Taylor recorded with Edgar Meyer, Yo-Yo Ma, and Mark O'Connor called Appalachian Journey. Now, this whole CD is a gem, and this cut is one of the many jewels in the crown. I'm Lise Avery, and I'll see you on the other side of this cut and a quick break with more great music and my interview with Edgar Meyer.
Let us pause in life's pleasures to count its many tears, while we all sop sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music, light and gain, there are frail forms fainting by the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. Upon the shore, is a dirt that is murmured around the lowly grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. Is a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again. Have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Oh, hard times.
This is Lise Avery with more simple ways you can change the world. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, we use up to 10 times more chemical pesticides per acre on our lawns than farmers use on crops. And many of those lawn products pose threats to the health of humans and wildlife, killing more birds than West Nile virus. But there are ways you can help. The best defense against pests is a healthy lawn, so if you're planting grass, choose the right variety for your climate or for a unique look and low maintenance. Try native ground covers and plants instead of grass. At 4-wild.org, you can find the native species right for you. If you have pests, look on the web for home brews made from garlic, onion, or even soap, or learn about microbial or biopesticides. For the links we mentioned and others, log on to anythinggoesradio.com. Small changes can reap big changes for our environment. This commercial with a conscience message is brought to you by Bastet Productions, LLC. Well, hey there, guys. Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, playing whole bunches of jazz and standards and swing, the new stuff and the old stuff, and, well, sometimes stuff a little left of center. And I thank you for sharing part of your day with me. If you have something that you'd like to suggest for air here on Anything Goes, I'd love it if you'd send me your suggestions and take part in the programming, because I do know from your emails that there's an awful lot of you listening to Anything Goes who know an awful lot about music. So send your requests either by email or postal service. I'll play them if I got them. Or maybe I'll hunt them down. Send your requests to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, P.O. Box 314, Rutherford, New Jersey, 07070, or by email at info@anythinggoesradio.com. Or you can just mosey on over to my website, anythinggoesradio.com, and just click to email me. And I'd always appreciate it if you could help me spread the word about Anything Goes by telling a friend or two or 10 or 100, if you got them, to tune in and join us. Or if you have a moment, to call this radio station and let them know that you enjoy the show. And as I promised you, we're about to hear part two of my three-part interview with Edgar Meyer. Edgar is best known as a bass player, but on his latest album, he not only did all of the composition, but he also played all of the other instruments on the CD, too, like piano, banjo, and mandolin. And this next cut is one of the four piano interludes that one can find on the album called Self-Titled Edgar Meyer. Edgar Meyer, and interlude one on his new album entitled Self-Titled Edgar Meyer. And let's hear a bit about how Edgar came to explore the many dimensions of his bass and to follow up by expanding into other genres and other instruments.
You've been described as having one foot in the world of classical and one foot in bluegrass. And I'd like to know how you would describe your musical interests and your work.
Well, Boy, you would think 20 years later I'd be able to. I don't have an immediate answer. When I think about it, the first thing I think about is the communities of people that I'm involved with. And it feels like a couple of extended families, you know, just very good friends that play classical music and are very involved in that, and very good friends that play bluegrass instruments and are instrumentalists. And so, you know, and really one of my favorite aspects of the whole thing, maybe my favorite aspect, is this feeling of community or a sense of kind of involvement in these big families.
Didn't you become involved with these big families because of your interest in that genre? Or rather, did you meet the musicians and then go and hang with them?
I would say in the case of the bluegrass instrumentalist, a large portion of the interest was purely the individuals, I have to say. I mean, it was threefold in that I think that having grown up around jazz, there were some aspects of it that were difficult for me. And they were not things that are fundamental to the music. They're details. But the way the bass interacts sonically with the drums and the piano defines the bass's role very immediately. And it was not a role that that I wanted to spend my life in. My own, you know, part of it just wanting to have a more vocal role with the bow, and also wanting to have a different type of dialogue with the other instruments. That I found that when I would sit down with a mandolin or a guitar or a banjo, that the dynamically we were very equal. We could play soft together. We could play loud together. Drums and piano play loud together. I don't even need to be there. And it don't matter who you are on bass. And all you can do is amplify it and turn it up. And so that's I just didn't want to live my whole life that way. And so it was important to me to hit this pocket of instruments where I felt like the dialogue was much more achievable. And then secondarily, I really do love old-time and bluegrass music and had just a big attraction for it from my teenage years on. And thirdly, the individuals. The talent pool was fantastic at that point in my life with people like Sam Bush and Jerry Douglas and Mark O'Connor and Bela Fleck, and that was like where I wanted to be.
You're tuned in to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and we're hearing part two of my three-part interview with Edgar Meyer. And before we hear more from Edgar, let's hear some more of Edgar's music. From the Appalachia Waltz album, here's Edgar Meyer on his bass, Mark O'Connor on his violin, and the Speed the Plow medley. from the Appalachia Waltz CD on the Sony Classical label. Appalachia Waltz features Edgar Meyer on the bass, Yo-Yo Ma on the cello, and Mark O'Connor on the violin. And the cut we heard was the Speed the Plow medley. And here's Edgar to tell us about his place in the music business and his artistic process.
You've also been called a crossover artist. What does that term mean to you, and do you relate to it?
The term has enough history that the baggage is inescapable. And the worst of that history really involves extremely famous people trying to expand their audience with music that they're not so good at. So given that particular history, it's not a word that I'm just jumping up and down to be associated with.
Okay, fair enough. Are you deliberately working to break down some of the barriers in the music industry?
No, I mean, I've actually never felt like there were barriers.
That's interesting.
I realized
that there was a pigeonholing of this person is a jazz artist, this person is a pop artist, this person is a classical artist.
I see it, but I've never felt like it. I've never felt limited personally by it. I feel like I've had the opportunity to be myself.
Uh-huh.
They may not be able to plug me into a VH1 niche, but the opportunities I've had, I think, are extraordinary. And so I don't see how I could complain and say that I'd been limited.
Well, you consider yourself fortunate in that way, or do you
yes,
think
I do, very much.
And you compose as well as play music. Do you consider yourself prolific as a composer?
No.
What's your artistic process like?
Wait until I'm really behind and then get started.
It's the procrastinate and then work until 3 a.m. technique?
Just work as hard as I can and be, you know, live an unpleasant life for long periods.
Do you really do that consistently? You
yes,
notice
I do.
That. That's what you do.
Over 20 years, yes.
That's amazing to me. But for instance, Paul Simon has said that he wakes up every morning and puts himself at his desk and does it. Every artist is different. And even after 20 years of being a professional musician, you still do that to yourself. And do you think that that actually enhances your...
No.
No. Okay, so it's a time management thing.
You want to ask me why I don't change it? I don't know why I don't change it.
Okay. Okay. So you are not... Do you flagellate yourself for doing it over and over again? Certainly, I would if I were in a similar position. I'm just wondering.
Maybe
do you
I should
accept
because
that?
I don't flagellate myself over it.
Oh, that's so interesting. I really do find that fascinating. So, if you have a deadline, you know that you do this. Did you do that when you were in elementary school as well? You writing
possibly
papers?
To some degree, possibly. And I was never, you know, in school, not very result oriented. I did very well, but. I probably got away with a lot.
But let me just backtrack a little bit. You stated, I think, that you think it diminishes the quality of your work, the fact that you put yourself into that position repeatedly. And
that is my biggest regret about it. And so I am trying harder and harder to do better because I do believe it diminishes the quality of the work.
That's fascinating. Thank you for sharing that.
I'm working hard at trying to be more consistent in my work efforts and... you know, I'm doing a little better, but it's hard to evaluate because I've been in damage control for at least 4 or 5 months right now, being behind on things.
What things? Anything you can tell us about?
I've been behind on everything. I turned in a piece for Josh Bell to play off piano, you know, several months late. So it's on next year's tour instead of this year's tour. I am kind of squeaked through a concerto that I was... kind of re-premiering or rewritten out in Los Angeles with Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Uh-huh. I'm trying to organize this workshop for professional training workshop at Carnegie, and it should have been done weeks ago, and you know, have it right here.
Oh, you brought it with you in case you had downtime here at Full House Productions. I love that.
That's what's going on.
I know that there are going to be many, many people listening to this broadcast that will be pleased to know that they're not alone in doing that, right?
Yes.
We sort of put people who are
have notoriety on a pedestal in certain ways. So it's just nice to know that one can accomplish a great deal and still be working on their life process and organization. And
yeah, mine needs
aspire.
Work.
The great bass player, Edgar Meyer, staying up until all hours to get his work done, just like the rest of us. I really like to hear about that, don't you? And next week, we'll hear about how Edgar put together his newest album for Sony and staying up late at night. And, of course, we'll hear some cuts from that album. And on that note, it's a good time to take a break here on Anything Goes. But we still have an awful lot of ground to cover, and I hope you can stick around for it. We'll be right back with more of Anything Goes, and we're going to spend the whole next set with Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey. So please stay close. I'm Lise Avery.
Would it surprise you to know that of the 40,000 elected parliament members around the world, less than 17% are women? It's true. Even in the United States Congress, less than 18% of the representatives in the House and Senate are women. At the International Women's Democracy Center, we're working with women in countries large and small to change those statistics. IWDC provides women leaders around the world with the tools and skills to engage in local and national politics. To create the better world we all want in this new millennium, we need women's voices to help shape policy, politics, and decision-making. Log on to IWDC.org now and learn more about IWDC's mission and programs and to make a tax-deductible donation. IWDC.org, strengthening and expanding the role of women leaders worldwide. This caring message brought to you by AnythingGoesRadio.com and this station.
All right, my friends, welcome back to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. I thank you very much for keeping me company today. Whatever kind of a day you're having, I'm glad that Anything Goes can be a part of it. And we're going to spend this whole set enjoying the early fruits of Frank Sinatra's career when he was the vocalist for Tommy Dorsey's orchestra.
Hello, this is Bucky Pizzarelli, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good choice.
that this heart and mind embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Frank Sinatra, along with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, with an arrangement by Paul Weston, and a classic cut recorded in 1940 of I'll Be Seeing You. And we also heard one arranged by Cy Oliver and recorded in 1941 called You and I. I'm Lise Avery, bringing Anything Goes to you from the best darned recording studio in the world, Full House Productions in New York City. And on behalf of myself and my executive director of production, Mr. Phil Lee, who's sucking on a Tootsie Pop as we speak here, we do thank you for choosing Anything Goes on your radio dial. And to say thank you, we're listening to some fabulous cuts from Frank Sinatra on the vocals, along with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. And this next one was written by none other than Irving Berlin. And the arrangements on this one were Alex Stordahl's.
It's a lovely day tomorrow. Tomorrow is a lovely day. Come and feast your tear-dimmed eyes on tomorrow's clear blue skies. If today your heart is weary, if every little thing looks gray, just forget your troubles and learn to say, tomorrow is a lovely day. We'll be right back.
Frank Sinatra on the vocals with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and an Irving Berlin tune, It's a Lovely Day Tomorrow. And as you may know, the relationship between Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey really kind of soured when Frank wanted to break his contract with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra and strike out on his own. But I didn't know, maybe you did, that Tommy Dorsey was actually Nancy Sinatra's godfather, and that Tommy Dorsey was frequently seen at the Sinatra home in Hasbrook Heights in New Jersey. That's not too far from my house. And we've come up to another break here on Anything Goes, and we're going to start making trouble with the Jump Boogie set, and we're going to hear more from Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey. So stay close by. I'm Lise Avery. Sometimes musical performances leave people speechless. From a wheelchair in the nursing home's cafeteria, 62-year-old Betty listened to a Music for All Seasons musician playing songs from her youth, and she began to sing along. She hadn't uttered a sound in 3 years. In the pediatric ward of the local hospital, 3-year-old Kimberly and her friend Jamal learned some new ways to express their feelings. Margo, a Music for All Seasons musician, played her guitar while Kimberly and Jamal sang about how much they miss their families. Music for All Seasons is a nonprofit organization that since 1991 has been bringing the power and healing of live music to residents confined in facilities. To learn more, visit them on the web at musicforallseasons.org or call toll-free 1-866-524-MFAS. That's 1-866-524-6327. Music for All Seasons, professional performances for hope and healing. Coming up next here on Anything Goes is our Greater Minds Moment. Whenever we have a few minutes, we're going to share with you some thoughts and statements from great minds. And some of the folks we choose may be from long ago, like Confucius, and some may be contemporary, like Maya Angelou. Our intent is to take a moment or two from our busy lives to contemplate the perspective of a great mind. If you have something you'd like to share about any of our quotations, or if you have a great mind to suggest, please feel free to email me at info@anythinggoesradio.com, and you might just find some of your wisdom included in our Greater Minds Moment. Today's Greater Mind is Thomas Jefferson, born April 13, 1743, and died July 4, 1826. He was the third president of the United States, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and one of the most influential founding fathers for his promotion of the ideals of republicanism in the United States.
A democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. Every government degenerates when trusted to the rulers of the people alone. The people themselves are its only safe depositories. I hope our wisdom will grow with our power and teach us that the less we use our power, the greater it will be. I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them. If there is one principle more deeply rooted in the mind of every American, it is that we should have nothing to do with conquest. He who knows best knows how little he knows.
All right, my friends, we're back here in the swinging land of Anything Goes, and as we always do, you can count on it. We're going to spend the last part of Anything Goes making trouble with a Jump Boogie set. And right now, we're going to blast off with Mel Torme and do some swinging on the moon.
Are you tired of summer nights in May? You yawn when they speak of sunny Spain. Could you live without ever seeing old Rangoon? Then come with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Have you had enough of London fog, New York snow and California smog? Would you say arrivederci to Rome in June? Then fly with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Let's have a honeymoon on the moon, honey, far from the noisy earth below. And if your mama asks why the moon,
Honey, just tell her your feller has gone interstellar. Grab your hat and we'll head off in the blue, in a little rocket built for two. Baby, we're gonna blast off, and before we're through, we'll leave the cares that we know on terra firma below, while we go singing and swinging on the moon. Hey, let's grab a holiday on the moon, honey, far from the hustle of the crowd. And if your folks ask about our house, honey, tell Mater and Pater we live in a crater. We're really gonna enjoy a life of ease, living on moonlight cocktails and green cheese. Mr. and Mrs. Space Commuter, if you please, and in a few years we might produce our own satellite, while we go singing and swinging on the moon, swinging on the moon. Moonlight cocktails, moonlight becomes you. Blue moon, moon over Miami, velvet moon. How high the moon, don't let the moon get away. The moon was yellow. We're singing, we're swinging, we're singing and a winging and a swinging on.
Hi, this is Jay Lenhart, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, that fox.
I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me. And I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody come and take a chance with me? I'll sing sweet love songs all of the time, if you come and be my baby mine. I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me. I'll sing sweet love songs all the time, if you come and be my baby mine. I ain't got nobody, and nobody cares for me.
Oh, a little bebop from Sammy Davis Jr. and a swinging version of I Ain't Got Nobody. And I'm Lise Avery, and we heard a very neat cut from Mel Torme doing some swinging on the moon. And we're swinging together here on Anything Goes, and I hope you're having a great day, and I thank you for choosing Anything Goes to be a part of it. If you're a new listener, well, welcome to the circle of folks that join us for Anything Goes, because each week we join right here, and we put together an eclectic mix of jazz and standards and classic pop, and we always finish up with a romp in the fast lane that I call the Jump Boogie Set. You can call it whatever you like. You can call it Stanley. And we'll be back with that cut from Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey just after these quick words. Hey, have you heard the news? Anything Goes Radio has a new website. No, really.
We do. And it's so great. It's so much easier to navigate, and there's lots more information there now. You could always stop by if you wanted to check out a playlist or get linked to an artist's website. But now there's so much more, like our Green Links page to let you know what you can do to help our environment, or our interview vault where you can hear that interview you just have to hear again, or catch up on one you may have missed. You can learn more about our Commercial with a Conscience identity or read our mission statement. And of course, you can email me from there and sign up for the Anything Goes newsletter so you can be in the know about upcoming guests and contests. Visit me online at anythinggoesradio.com. There's something new going on all the time, so stop by often. It's much prettier, if I do say so myself. All right, my friends, let's get back to boogieing, jumping around, and making trouble. I'm Lise Avery. You're tuned in to Anything Goes, and I promised you something from Frank Sinatra along with Tommy Dorsey, and this one is a Lulu.
He throws her in the river.
There's one queen of Rula, Tallulah.
For that gal, Tallulah,
he's Tallulah's ruler.
I would fight a doula.
Tallulah's got his ruler.
I would climb a hilla,
just like Jack and Jill.
I'd even paddle to Brazilla.
Why, this is getting silly.
Cause he loves her true love, Tallulah.
She starts on the conga, why Madame Lazonga is fricassee.
No one doing the hula can do what Tallulah can do to me. I have met Fatima.
Fatima is a schema.
And I have met Makita.
Makita is a cheetah.
We have met Jemima.
She's a social climber.
We have met Ophelia.
She will double deal ya.
Just one girl is true love. I'll take Tallulah.
I told you so. Didn't I tell you so? That one is from the 1942 musical Ship Ahoy, which was primarily a showcase for Frank Sinatra's singing, along with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra's playing. And I'll take Tallulah. And, well, this is an interesting story. I'll Take Tallulah was originally entitled I'll Take Manila, but the title was changed when Manila fell to the Japanese in the war. And actually, the whole
plot of Ship Ahoy was changed because initially they were heading for the Philippines, but instead they changed the plot so that they headed to Puerto Rico. And the cast included Burt Lahr, Red Skelton, Eleanor Powell, and a very young John Raitt. Yeah, Bonnie Raitt's dad. And it's time for me to say thanks so very much for spending some time with us here on Anything Goes. But I gotta say Ship Ahoy, I gotta sail on out of here and make room for the next program on this terrific radio station. But please, meet me right back here next week for more of these hijinks and for the next part of my interview with Edgar Meyer. And if you'd like to know where More Anything Goes can be found between now and then, and to enter to win yourself some great stuff, log on to anythinggoesradio.com and don't forget to fill out my guest book while you're there. Anything Goes is written and produced by me, Lise Avery. My engineer is Phil Lee of Full House Productions in New York City. Until we meet next, be kind to yourselves, each other, and the Earth. I'm Lise Avery. It's been a pleasure and a privilege. Tony, come on in and take us on out.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use false.